Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog is dated November 22nd, 2024, and is titled, Pleasure Without Joy is a Ruse. Look around. What do you see? Well, in America, I see a world filled with the trappings of pleasure. Oh, sure, they are slyly marketed as pathways to joy, but it's all a ruse, my friend. You and I have been suckers since the day we were born. I thank God every day that he purchased me out of this slave market of filth and despair. For what is more depressing than supposing you found joy, only to realize shortly afterwards that you were duped by temptation and are yet another step back from the joy you seek? Pleasure without joy is a ruse. Proverbs 21:17 reads, "Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich." There are many people in this world who would vehemently disagree with my sentiments in this blog. For as long as there's an endless supply of pleasures of the flesh, they will argue their case. If only they'd heed the wisdom of Solomon. Ecclesiastes 2, 1-11 reads, "I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself, but behold, this also was vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of pleasure, what use is it? I searched with my heart how to cheer my body with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the children of man to do under heaven during the few days of their life. I made great works. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself. I made myself gardens and parks, and planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made myself pools from which to water the forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves, and had slaves who were born in my house. I had also great possessions of herds and flocks, more than any who had been before me in Jerusalem. I also gathered for myself silver and gold, and the treasure of kings and provinces. I got singers, both men and women, and many concubines, the delight of the sons of man. So I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil. And this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity, and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." Like Solomon in his experiment with pleasure, we allow ourselves to be swept away with the current of fleshly desires. And for a time, it seems a good thing. But you see, my friend, that which you seek is a dead end. Dead is an appropriate word. Satisfying fleshly desires will never be the source of joy. Rather, it is, at best, a temporary, quote, drug to help you through the day. To give into the human heart's base desires is to give into something that is truly sick and incapable of guiding you to everlasting joy. Jeremiah 17:7 through 10 reads, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds." The mistake we all make at the hands of our misguided, stupid flesh is to chase pleasure instead of joy. Our duty is to be pleasing to the Lord through obedience, not pleasing to self through disobedience. When we please the Lord, we are promised joy. And to be honest, this joy may not come with a smile or a laugh or an orgasm. Sorry to be so blunt, but sexual pleasure is a massive pit. Instead, it comes with an abiding sense of gratitude towards our Lord and Savior. Philippians 4:4 reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." 1 Peter 4:13 reads, "But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 reads, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Obedience, not pleasure, precedes joy. Pleasure is God's priority, not ours, Philippians 2:13. It's also His to give, not ours to take from the world. Psalm 16:11 reads, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." 2 Timothy 2:22 reads, "So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." The very first step towards true joy is obedience to the gospel command, to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation. According to Jesus, Matthew 7:14, most will persist in their pleasure seeking even after hearing the good news about salvation. Luke 8:14 reads, "And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature." Obedience always precedes joy. An obedient person is a person who rejoices always, a la 1 Thessalonians 5:16. The very best a disobedient person can hope for is some kind of fleeting pleasure received eagerly by the flesh from the world. Philippians 3:19 reads, "Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things." Satan, the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, has ensured a counterfeit joy is available to those who reject God. Even we believers are tempted to partake in it on occasion. But thanks to the Holy Spirit, it doesn't take long to realize that it's merely a deceptive ploy to dishonor the one whom Satan hates, the Lord. Galatians 5:16 through 25 reads, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Compare that to Matthew 6:33. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." So if you seek joy, then focus on obedience. This is what pleases God, and in this you may rejoice. Pleasure without abiding joy is not from God. Keep this in mind always, as the Apostle Paul encourages us to do. Philippians 2:12 through 18 reads, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.